service. I think Johnny Sturm had gone in, and Buddy Hassett was playing first. We lost Henrik before the season ended. Does anything about that year stand out in your mind?
This is 42?
42, right.
Well, yeah, the big thing is that we got beat in the World Series when I think we were really favored.
Mm-hmm. Is anything
we just couldn't do anything right. We hit the ball all over the park, but it was at someone. Terry Moore was catching them. Slaughter was catching them. It was just one of those series we weren't supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
We hit enough balls hard to win an ordinary series, but it just wasn't to be that time.
Does anything specific about the series stand out in your mind? I know that Johnny Beasley won two games for them. Ernie White won another.
Yeah, I know Ernie White shut us out in the stadium 2-0, and I hit two balls and won the stands.
Oh, really?
We still got shut out.
All balls?
Slaughter made a leaping catch to catch one that was already in, and then another one. I hit a high fly that the wind was caught it and brought it back into the playing area, and he caught that up against the barrier. And that one time, that was already in, too. So
uh-huh.
That was the Ernie White game.
I see. Anything else about 42 that was important? Did you play in the All-Star game that year?
I don't recall. There's several years there I was picked and I was injured, or one year I got spiked and couldn't play in Cleveland. So I really wouldn't know.
This would have been the one in New York. I think it was the Polo Grounds.
No, I didn't play in that.
So I understand that there was a near panic after the game. Right after the game, they called an air raid drill. A lot of people were rushing out of the stands.
No, I didn't play it.
Okay, what about 1943 now? The Yankees won the pennant again that year. This time they turned the tables on the Cardinals.
Well, that's exactly right. We were really underdogs in that series, I think. Or should have been. And I think we won that one. Had five games, didn't we?
That's right.
And,
did the Cardinals seem overconfident?
No.
No,
that would be just an unfair thing to say. It's just a short series. It just really doesn't prove anything. It's just like one football game. The Super Bowl is very inconclusive as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If the ball takes a couple of bad bounces, you're out of business. In the same way in a series. If you get a couple of bad breaks, 4 out of 7 can go pretty quick.
Right. Now, I believe you went in the Merchant Marine after 43, right? Do you want to tell me the circumstances under which you entered the Merchant Marine?
Well, it was really, I decided instead of getting a defense plant, we had 3 children then, and that I was going to go into service.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an application in for a commission with the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's a little red tape mixed with everything. In the meantime, I was offered a commission with the Maritime Service, and so I took that, went to Purser Pharmacist Mate School, and became the purser and ship's doctor in the Maritime Service on the merchant ships.
Mm-hmm. Were you sailing for any particular line? I guess
for the Grace Line.
Oh, for the Grace Line.
Yeah, I was on the Santa Catalina and Santa Cecilia.
Mm-hmm. Did you do any overseas travel?
Yes. The first trip was to England. Oh, then we went through the Canal to Pearl and back to Frisco and loaded up and went out to Saipan and Guam. And
Did you really?
Yeah.
I was out there with the Navy just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Things are a little different now.
Yeah. We didn't get ashore at Tinian. They mm-hmm. unloaded some part of our cargo, just small boats.
Mm-hmm.
They got in that.
It's covered over with jungle growth now.
Is that right?
That's right. No one lives on it.
Tinian or Saipan or both?
No, Tinian. Everyone's on Saipan.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you're on the Santa Catalina, and what was the other ship?
Santa Cecilia.
So you made the trip out to the islands? And
yes,
and
then we came back to Frisco, and I had to leave, I guess, 3 weeks ashore then. And then I picked up a ship in New York and went to Brussels. Well, see, that was my last trip. We made a trip to Lahar, mm-hmm. and unloaded and came back, and I took a lot to Brussels. And that was when the war was over. It was, mm-hmm. In fact, it was over while we were en route.
I believe you got out in the middle of 45. You came back to play a few games.
Yes, I played off end of August on, I think. Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of disappointing to see how the Yankee team had disintegrated? When I say disintegrated, I mean mostly
wartime ball players.
Did you have any feelings one way or the other at the time?
Well, I knew I wasn't in shape to play, but I still got along. Right? It wasn't big league ball by any stretch of the imagination, mm-hmm. as we knew it before, mm-hmm. and as it was going to be in the future, too.
Mm-hmm. Was it tough getting back into shape? I mean, blisters and...
No, it wasn't the legs. See, you confined to a ship, you don't do much leg work, and the ball club wasn't going good, and I get out, I think I don't know exactly, but I know in 2 or 3 days I met the team in Chicago. Joe McCarthy had the club then. He says they were playing a doubleheader. He says, you can play one today, can't you? There wasn't much else I could say, but yes.
Fine. You probably didn't feel like playing either.
Well, I wasn't in shape to play, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you have any other recollections about the tail end of the 45 season? I know other players are coming back. Buddy Lewis, another one I'd like to talk to, Walt Masterson. Al Brancato, he came back at the end of 45. I've talked with him. When you went to Pearl, did you meet up with any ball players? Did you get to play ball?
Yeah, I spent a little time with Dickey. Bill Dickey is my roommate. He was, what was he? Maybe a captain in the Navy. Not a captain, a lieutenant, I guess. Mm-hmm. I got to spend a couple of days with him out there.
Did you play any ball out there?
Oh, no.
Did you just pick up games? Or?
No. Didn't touch the ball.
When you were out in the islands, were the two teams that played the exhibitions there at that time?
No.
They had about 30 players divided up into two teams and went from island to island playing exhibitions.
No, I didn't see or touch a ball the whole time I was away.
Mm-hmm. Do any Yankees of that period, any other Yankee players stand out in your mind?
Well, they all do. I mean, to me, that was a pretty good ball club. DiMaggio is, without any doubt in my mind, the best ball player of our time, all-around ball player. Mm-hmm. Of course, now I may be a little prejudiced and haven't seen a lot of Willie Mays and some of the boys in the National League. But I know he's the best of our time in our league.
I'd like to ask you about a few players that were specifically wartime Yankees. What do you remember about Mike Milosevic?
Didn't see much of Mike.
Mm-hmm. How about Nick Etten?
Nick was a good journeyman ball player, good power. Mm-hmm. He was more than a wartime player. He could play anytime.
I believe Joe Page came up in 44. Do you remember him early in his career before all the hoopla started in 47?
Well, yeah, I remember he was on the fence.
Mm-hmm. When you say on the fence, you mean in danger of being sent down and just a fringe ball player?
Well, no, he hadn't proved that he was there to stay yet. Mm-hmm. I think he came in to relieve against the Red Sox and had, I don't know, it was Jim Tabor, Dorr, or someone, 3-1. I know if he walks him, he's going to Newark, and he ended up straightening him out and struck out some more. And from then on, he was caught fire.
This was 45? Or?
No, that was 46, I guess.
I see. How about Hank Baroe? He was a wartime Yankee. In fact, he had pitched in the 42 and 43 series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, Hank was a good... Never had the fire that you'd like in a player, but had good stuff and was a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Do you know specifically why McPhail decided to deal him to the Cubs in the middle of 45?
No.
It was kind of a mysterious deal, and I don't think it's ever been satisfactorily explained. I guess McPhail just soured on him for some reason. What kind of a fellow was McPhail? I know he and Topping and Webb took the club over in 45. Did you ever get to meet him? Did you get a chance to associate with him?
Just business. He was a doer.
Yeah. So. A man of action?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He liked the action and thrived on it. He was good for the riders. And mm-hmm. He got things done. He put people in the ballpark.
I see. How about Tuck Steinbeck? Do you have any specific memories of him?
Well, Tuck was good outfielder, good thrower, just a average hitter. Mm-hmm. Good man to have on a ball club. He could run, pitch run, good base runner.
Mm-hmm. How about Snuffy Sternweiss?
Well, Snuffy's just a pretty good little ball player.
Johnny Lindell?
Well, he was dangerous.
I mean, what, with the bat or as a person or what?
I mean, what's the bat?
I guess you didn't associate too much with Bud Matheny, right? He was gone after the war.
No. I was with Aerith Bud a while.
Uh-huh. Aaron Robinson?
Yeah, Robbie was he got to be a pretty good catcher.
Jack Mann, in his book, The Decline and Fall of the New York Yankees, mentioned that Robinson wasn't considered the Yankee type. Now, do you have any ideas as to what he's getting at? I mean, apparently he didn't fit into the Yankee mold or the type of ball player they wanted. Did this feel he was temperamental or
couldn't
play that well or what?
Well, that I couldn't answer.
Okay.
I couldn't answer what was running through his mind. Okay. He's not a Dickey or a Barrow or those kind of guys. I don't know what he meant.
Okay, how about Bill Bevins? I understand he and Ernie Bonham. I'd like to ask you about both of them. Had weight problems? Trouble keeping their weight down?
Well, they were big men, yeah. I don't know if they really had, I mean, I would imagine in the off season they had problems, but I don't remember that they dieted during the season or anything. Mm-hmm.
I think the Frankie Frosetti came back as a wartime fill-in. I think Rizzuto had taken his job in what, 41? It was a bad season in 40, and Rizzuto was the new shortstop the next year, and he came back during the war. Do you have any specific memories of him toward the end of his playing career?
Well, you just remember Frank as being just one of the rare people you meet in life. He's just a great person. And as you remember, the man, the ball playing becomes secondary. Mm-hmm. Just always been glad to put him on the friend side of my association.
Fine. Is there anyone I haven't mentioned or anything I haven't mentioned that you'd like to comment on? Specifically about 42, 43, or 45?
No, except we were just lucky to have the best manager that ever ran a ball club during my early years. And to me, I think he's the one that instituted the Yankee spirit. And,
what specifically?
To me, he was just a very complete manager. Pardon?
I mean, what specifically did you like about McCarthy's brand of managing? Did he treat everyone the same, or did he?
He was a leader, and yes, he had no known favorites. Mm-hmm. He just insisted that we act like men, and it wasn't long before we were proud that we were acting the way we were. And I think we played with pride and.
So in other words, there wasn't too much hanky-pank on or off the field.
No.
I mean, it wasn't a traveling casino or a Playboy ball club,
No, never that.
Mm-hmm. Was he a rah-rah type or quiet?
Both. He was not rah-rah himself, but he made sure the bench was alive and was in the ball game as well as the guys on the field. they were saying something all the time.
So you could turn on the sarcasm when it was necessary, huh?
Well, he just didn't do it that way.
Oh.
He wasn't sarcastic. That was his great thing. He knew how to handle men and make men happy that they would put out beyond their average performance. He just had the knack of doing that.
Al Gettle told me that you hit a homer once. He didn't specify whether it was 45 or 46 that hit the metal rim on the second deck in right field, and the thing rang like a bell, and the ball bounced all the way back to second base. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I was in the World Series. I don't know why he's got the year right. It was against Mort Cooper.
Oh, it was?
One of the World Series, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do to hit the mezzanine with a line drive. And
that's what he said. It was just a line shot.
Yeah,
having to hit that metal band around the bottom of the stands. It just shook. And
the metal deck.
So you popped one off Mort Cooper. Mm-hmm. Remember the pitch? What it was?
Well, it's probably a fastball.
Were you a fastball hitter? Were you looking for the fast one?
Well, I would rather they threw it straight, yeah.
Uh-huh.